But now, as she sat there and promised the case would be solved, and that she would be able to get an exclusive interview with Roland Benito from the IPCC later, his face started looking more forgiving. He put on the glasses, simultaneously putting the chair upright again. "Do that, Anna. This is amazing. What a scoop. We want it on the news at 19:30. And great shoot from Rana's museum yesterday. By the way, we're filming the opening today, remember?" he yelled after her when she was already exciting his office. It had been quite a gamble reassuring the boss that they could air the segment about the murder case's ending and to promise an interview with Roland Benito as well. An exclusive one, at that. But maybe it was not unrealistic once he had found out what she had discovered last night at Oak Nursing Home. She only needed to check a few things. Liutlöger's actions had shocked her, but not as much as what her brother had written on that screen. There was nothing wrong with his brain. She was sure of that now. She had started her day by talking to a psychologist who was a trauma expert. She had explained that a trauma could be compared to extreme stress that puts a lasting pressure, both physical and psychological, on the human brain. The symptoms are more intense than with regular stress. This might lead to a lack of ability to talk or move. It could even lead to amnesia, where all memory of the traumatic event is suppressed. If the patient did not get treatment, the trauma could lead to insomnia, irritability, aggression, and other physical problems. Of course, Vilas had suppressed the traumatic event. Anne had no doubt what he had told her was true, even though she still did not think it quite impossible that Vilas had killed Johan Boy. Liutlöger's reaction confirmed his story. How much had she managed to see on the screen before Vilas deleted it? But both siblings suffered from trauma. Liu too. "So, are you ready?" the photographer asked behind her. She turned around, confused. "The opening of the exhibition at Rana's Art Museum? You forgot about that?" Flash said with his annoying, teasing look. Anna stood up quickly and grabbed her coat. "No, of course not. The boss just reminded me. But I'll go there by myself. I have an errand afterwards."
"And you don't need a photographer for that errand?"
"No, that's private."
"Okay, see you in Rana's then."
Flash walked to the elevator to the parking garage. She knew it was technically against the rules, but she did not have enough evidence to see the police. There was no proof, since Vilas deleted everything from the talking machine, but maybe she could make him repeat it for some witnesses. Then they would have something to work with. But first, the stupid opening of the art show had to be filmed. The opening lasted almost 4 hours. People were in a long line in front of the museum. Anna had interviewed the artist, and it had aired yesterday. It had apparently drawn a lot of people to the museum. Flash filmed and found different angles to illustrate the artist's bizarre art form, and Anna started gazing impatiently at the clock. Finally, she could interview the museum director and leave. "Will you come back to help with the editing?" Flash asked as she left. She promised she would. An impulse made her drive past Liutlöger's address. It was almost on the way to Oak Nursing Home. She could knock and ask her if she could confirm her brother's revelation, but after her reaction last night, she did not dare. Liu seemed unstable. The police had to deal with her when she had the final proof. Still, she parked the car and got out after driving slowly past the house Liutlöger was renting and seeing the door to her apartment was open. Her car was in the parking lot, and her rusty red bike was in the bike rack. Had something happened? "Hello, is anyone home?" she yelled and knocked on the doorframe. No one answered. Anna walked carefully inside and called out again.